Mike, tell us about what's going on with The Sopranos right now.
Well, apparently there was an article in the paper earlier in the week that some bars and whatnot are holding parties for when The Sopranos come on the air.
They play the show in the bar,
the lounge, what have you, sports bar. And the patrons come in and they sit around and they watch the show, you know,
yeah,
they
forget
eat the food
about
and drink
it, yeah.
the beer. And now there's HBO is coming out now and saying they can't do this because HBO is supposedly a private entity.
You know something?
Yeah, that's what they tried to do with the fights too.
Yeah.
You know, if you tape a fight and you bring it to what we used to do, I'm going to give you a little hint. Tony's ahead of the game. Many, many years ago when they used to put the fights on HBO and you couldn't put them in a bar. What Tony used to do, I used to tape every round, a 5-minute delay, and run the tapes down to the nightclub. So they were watching with a 5-minute delay. And in the shape they were in at that time, they didn't know if it was a 5-minute delay or a 2-day delay.
Right. It's like sometimes he showed them an entirely different fight. It's like, remember, one day back in 1975, he was showing the Ali Frazier fight from 71.
And they thought it was live.
Yeah, they're like, hey, boy, I tell you, Ali doesn't age. This guy stays in shape, man.
And Frazier, boy, don't he look good.
I'll take it a step further. Tony would not only do this, but he'd bet on the right guy.
That's
right.
Right.
I bet you Frazier's going to win this round. Yeah, you were right. Tony, here's your $5.
You talk about a place. If you know the right people, you get the right information. Is the fighting game?
Yeah, you don't need a tape delay. You just need to know the right people.
Just let somebody look at his eyeball and say which way is it going and what round.
If you don't believe me, how many fingers is he holding up? If you don't believe me? Take a look at the old fight against Sonny Liston. All right.
Remember the
Ali fight against?
I won a lot of money on Ali. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! He waved at him and Liston went down. You know, I think he blew a lot of air in Liston's direction. Yeah. Boom.
Most of it green.
You gotta give Ali credit. I mean, he did what he had to do, and the guy became a legend. You know, mm-hmm. it's nice to see it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
I won a lot of money on him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he was a superior fighter, but on top of that, yeah, there was some stuff going on in those days.
Yeah, well, he was a showman, too.
Yes, he used to predict the round. Remember, he would predict the round in which he was going to do it. I'm going to take you in round two, round three, round seven, and he was right almost every single time. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. But what we talk about, The Sopranos, I think this thing is, it's a little ironic, don't you, that the HBO's throwing some muscle behind this thing?
You know, when something is successful, you know what cracks me up about corporations or big conglomerates, that they're making money and hurting little bars that want to carry it. This is what made them famous. Mm-hmm. This is what put a lot of money in their pockets. And when you get greedy like this, bad things start to happen.
Absolutely.
And you know, instead of saying, yeah, we're going to give it to the bars, you're not going to lose 10 cents. You're not going to lose 10 cents. You're only paying the guys $20,000 a series. Now, most people are going to say, Tony, $20,000? No, it's not. Not in that marketplace, it's not.
They're making a fortune. Hand over fist.
So $20,000 for some of those actors is really, really low money for those. For what the HBO is making.
You're absolutely right, and there's a lot of other ways to look at it. I think the rating came out. It's been averaging about 10 million households for this season. So 10 million. You realize what you pay for HBO is? You could be paying $5, $10, $12 extra dollars a month just for HBO. I'm not talking about the rest of the cable. So they're bringing this. HBO did not get these kind of numbers before there were The Sopranos.
You're absolutely right.
No way, except for a fight. But I mean, mm-hmm. You know, they had Sex in the City, but you know, they have a couple things. The Sopranos is blowing everything away. And what they should do is say, you know what? Those people who come in off of the streets to watch that thing, they either, you know, are going to be sold on the show and they'll order it themselves, right? Because it's a little free advertising. Mm-hmm. Or we're giving a break to the very kind of people that the show represents, you know, people who worked hard for a living all their lives and, you know, maybe need a break. Well, I don't mean The Sopranos. I mean, you know, Italians, working class people, whatever. If they're going to send, like, James Gandolfini down to a bar to bust some heads, they're going to send Fiore down there to one of those bars and say, hey, you know, it's like, hey, I heard you turning on HBO. You're not allowed. Are you paying for this?
The point is that greed always gets you, you know, and they better be a little quiet about this because The Sopranos, I'm thrilled that the kids are making money and they deserve it because most of them took a long time to make it. And they're finally a little relaxed. They made more money than they ever thought they would make, you know, but they can turn on a dime. This kind of publicity HBO doesn't need. You don't need, you know, people realize when you're greedy and you do things like this to the little guy. It turns around that quick. I've seen it happen with actors.
It does.
It turns that quick.